I feel like I missed out on so many things to eat, you know what I mean? So I was eating like I was being held hostage. I literally.
Welcome to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients. Today, we're bringing you stories from real dental implant patients who have undergone their own smile transformations. So I know many patients before their dental implant procedure were looking forward to not only the aesthetic of their new smile, but having the ability to eat the food that they want to again. So that's why in this episode, I want to ask, how did your eating habits change after their procedure? Were you able to eat normally again? What did that look like for you?
I know, don't everybody speak at once.
I jump right in. I'm going.
There we go.
I always had a problem eating any type of, for many, many years, eating anything that was really solid or crunchy or hard in any way. Because, I was chewing from, I had sticks in my mouth and they were broken off at the gum line. So anytime that I would try to put pressure on my gums, I was either cutting my gums or the teeth were trying to cut through after they'd broken off and the gums had healed over them, those type of things. So if I put any pressure on my gums at all, I couldn't eat properly. So I was used to the soft food diet. So when they told me after I had gotten the implants, only soft food, that's all I had in my house to begin with. You know what I mean? So it was pretty easy for me to adjust to that. But my thing was, after 4 or 5, 6 months after having, the checkups and everything and getting the go ahead to eat, more crispy and harder foods. Yeah, I was in Disneyland, I was just having a great time. I was pickles and potato chips and, anything that was crunchy, like, the wonton chips, anything crunchy that I was approved for. If it wasn't hard candy or ice, I was crunching on it. You know what I mean? And that took me like 4 or 5, 6 months or so to get to that point. But it's fascinating. Like, I'm fascinated with anything I can crunch with my teeth because I haven't been able to do that for so many years.
I sympathize with you, Sean, because before my procedure, I literally had maybe one or two teeth up on the back on top on one side and one or two teeth on the bottom on the other side. So I adapted a soft foods diet way before they said, okay, you can only eat soft foods for the next few months. I'm like, oh, got this in the bag, that's it. That'll be really easy. But yeah. I mean, after the healing, I healed, I think, a little bit faster than, they told me I would. I don't know if that's my mutant power or what, but I could not wait to get my hands on a taco. It was a taco. I didn't care where it came from. I didn't care if it was Taco Bell. I didn't care if it was from a restaurant, whatever it was. I could not wait to get my hands on a crunchy taco or some nachos or both.
I agree. I love nachos. Love crunchy, anything crunchy.
Indeed.
For me, I had a flipper in my mouth. So I could chew. I had the back teeth, but I didn't have the front teeth. So I couldn't bite.
Is a flipper a partial?
So yeah, it's a flipper. It had a bunch of teeth on it, and then it just snapped. It hooked onto some of my back molars, and that's kind of what made me decide to get the implants, because I had a couple teeth fail, and so they were gonna have to restructure everything. But I couldn't bite, and so now I can bite, and so it's like corn, eating corn and apples and ripping sandwiches and things like that, I can do now. I like to do that a lot.
That's what I think is so cool is the bite. You actually have a bite. Having no chompers and only my front teeth, the back of my front teeth were always chipping away. So I was always afraid it was going to break my front tooth. But yeah. It's nice to be able to have a nice bite and we can Scooby-Doo a sandwich and not have to plot the lettuce and the tomato and the cheese along with it. You can bite right through it.
Hashtag Scooby-Doo.
And the ice cream. Y'all mentioned ice cream. I found out, I do love ice cream. I have no sensitivity whatsoever. I love ice cream.
Well, Bishop, you could have a Choco Taco.
Now, this is true. Now, this is true.
What about you, Sharana?
I was actually a one-sided, eating on one side type of girl at the time when my teeth issues was, you know, going into play. So I was eating everything. I was just doing it all on my right side. So pretty much after this, I was eating soup. I wasn't even focused on what we couldn't eat. I was so excited about my new teeth. That's all I was worried about. So I was like, okay, y'all want me to eat soup? I'll eat soup. You want me to eat mashed potatoes? Let's do it.
Well, and for me, I didn't have any issues eating. I had most of my teeth. They were just gray and getting grayer by the minute. And so I didn't go through the struggles that a lot of y'all did, not being able to chew, and I could do all those things. My issue is I'm the pickiest eater I've ever met in my life. And so the idea of having just this idea of eating so many things when you got your new implants, that wasn't one of my situations. So I'm thankful that I can eat the way I did and even better because, as Leslie said, my teeth come together now, and what a concept. I really feel for the folks that really just didn't have many teeth there and trying to manage that. That's what a burden that must be. So I'm thrilled for y'all especially.
It was challenging. Trust me, it was very challenging. And I remember as soon as I left for my 4-month follow-up, I went straight to the grocery store and bought every crunchy thing I could possibly buy. I bought apples, carrots, celery, taco shells. I bought everything that I could crunch, potato chips, you name it. I bought everything I could think of.
How great.
Yeah.
I did the same thing too, Bishop. It was like I was testing the water, like, let me see if I can eat this. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's it.
If you're a listener, you may be wondering if you're eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours like these patients. So make sure to take our 60-second quiz in the description below. So Sharana mentioned going from the soft food diet to eating hard foods again. It was sort of like testing the waters. What was that adaptation period like for the rest of you?
For a little while, I was biting my lip a lot, and I had to retrain myself. It's hard to say you're retraining, but your mind is reworking the way your mouth works as you chew. So, you know, it's not really a conscious thing other than maybe chew a little softer or maybe not to suck in when you're chewing to then bite your lip. Those are the conscious, you know, choices you have to kind of be aware of, because like maybe you got a piece of a food that's stuck in a little area and you're still chewing. You're trying to suck that piece out and then you suck your lip in and you end up biting your lip. Those types of things are the little adjustments you got to kind of make. You don't really consciously make them too much, but when you hurt yourself, that's a conscious hurt, you know? So you're like, you become more aware of it. And then with every single bite and every single chew, your mind is like retraining itself. And the more, like with me, as I ended the soft food phase and started to get into the more, you know, chewing type of foods, I would practice even with the soft foods to kind of how I'm chewing, to be aware of how I was chewing so that when my transition into even more, you know, difficult foods to chew, my brain was already aware of how to handle that without biting so much. And I mean, even when you have natural teeth for years and years and years, your whole life, and they're perfect your whole life, I mean, I have friends that have bitten their lips from chewing before or whatever, you know, so it's a natural thing to happen, but I think it just happens a little bit more when you're trying to make an adaptation or adjustment like that. But your mind really does it on its own, and to really help that situation for me, I think it's just kind of even with soft foods to chew them, even when you don't have to chew, just to kind of mimic the action of chewing as you're transitioning, and that helped me a lot.
I think the best thing that I discovered with chewing was keeping my lips closed while I chew. And that really kept my teeth in line, and I never bit I don't bite my cheeks and lip. Because, I mean, I had, my front lip was just destroyed because I had the bottoms put in after the uppers. And I just kept biting the front of my lip. And then I found that if I keep my lips closed while I'm chewing, it doesn't happen. But it's every time my water is off and I'm chewing is when it happens. So if I'm consciously thinking about it, then I'm learning.
So you guys are far more smarter. My tongue decided to learn on the hard knocks. I'm just so excited to be able to have that bite and not the overbite. I mean, the smile design was awesome. To not have the gummy smile, I mean, just to fix everything. And then to have that bite, I was too excited to think about it like y'all did. I learned from the hard school of tongue got bit. But after a while, you know, Sean's right. Your brain does, it retrained itself. Like, oh, even though we have a love affair, because we've never seen so many teeth back here before for a year. Right. It eventually learns. Same with the cheeks. But yeah, no, I was having way too much fun deciding what could I bite to think about how to chew. I was so excited.
I feel you on that, Leslie. I jumped in teeth first. I was eating like I was being held hostage. I literally have yet to bite my tongue. I have yet to bite the inside of my cheek or bite my lip or anything like that. You know what I mean? But I've been having fun playing catch up from all of the years. I feel like I've missed out on so many things to eat. You know what I mean? So I've been, you know, creating new recipes, and I've got a couple new videos coming soon. You know what I mean? But I just jumped in teeth first. I was like, yeah, let's make this. Yeah, let's eat that. Yeah. You know.
No, I was just saying, I feel like we have an advantage with our teeth. My daughter was watching me eat an ice cream and I just bit into it. She was like, did you just bite that? She was like, you can feel that? I was like, no, man, no sensitivity.
To experience more life-changing stories from real dental implant patients, be sure to subscribe and gain access to our latest episodes on your preferred podcasting platform. And to connect directly with these patients and other Nuvia patients, join our exclusive SmileMaker Facebook group in the description below.